ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific Islands are increasingly imposing taxes on unhealthy foods as they battle a non-communicable disease. A New Zealand study shows the research led by the University of Otago in Wellington found that since 2000, a quarter of the 22 Pacific Island countries and territories they studied had introduced such taxes. So joining me this morning is Dr. Andrea Ting, a public health physician. With that, I say good morning.
Good morning, Aggie.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, Doctor. I mean, gosh, tell me about your findings.
Yeah, so this is a study we did looking at food taxes in the Pacific. We were really interested in, had an inkling that something was going on at the in the Pacific. We looked at 22 different countries and reviewed what legislation was in place using databases and talking to people in the countries. And when we did that, of course, we found that a quarter of those countries had already put food taxes on unhealthy foods. So we're really encouraged that the Pacific is leading the way in this region.
And of course, look, I don't know if this is a silly question, but unhealthy foods, what are we looking at? What type of unhealthy foods have they put a tax on?
Well, some of these taxes, they differed. So of course, this is, I should say first that we'd already previously looked at sugary drinks. So we knew that three quarters of these countries in the Pacific have a tax on sugary drinks. And this is another quarter that have also a tax on food. So this is things like processed foods, sugar, fatty meats, salty foods. Some, depending on which country, like, for example, Tonga has a whole range, a broad range of food, including sugary foods, biscuits, cakes, confectionery, and also fatty meats, things like turkey tails and mutton flaps.
Turkey tails. When we think about those 22 countries, though, that have imposed the unhealthy food taxes, how many did you actually study specifically?
So we've, in other research, we've looked quite closely at the sugary drinks taxes in Tonga and in Cook Islands. In this study, we reviewed just what policy is available. In Tonga, Samoa, Vanuatu, French Polynesia, New Caledonia, there's excise taxes on food that we looked at. But yeah, we're going to more specifically look at the Tonga food taxes and how well they worked going forward.
And is this something that obviously, like, again, the country of Tonga, that they've recently just put those taxes on, or is this something that's been in play for a while?
Yeah, for the last decade that's been going on in Tonga. So I think the first excises were around 2013. And there's been several more, 2015, 2016, 17 and 18. So it's happened for a while as they've gradually improved those policies.
Yeah, Doctor, how are such food taxes imposed though?
Well, I guess there's two ways that they're imposed. These ones, excises, are on food that comes into the country and food that's produced locally. So already countries have systems for charging things like consumption tax and import tariffs. Excise tax is taxed a similar way.
Right. If you've just tuned in, we're speaking with public health physician Dr. Andrea Ting on Pacific Islands increasingly imposing taxes on unhealthy foods. Wondering, is this in line then with the World Health Organization recommendations?
Yeah, so the world has, we know we've got an increasing non-communicable disease, chronic disease crisis. The Pacific leaders have acknowledged that crisis in the future of health, basically. So World Health Organization, to address that, recommends things like fiscal policies, things like these taxes on food and sugary drinks. So I think the Pacific here is showing us a lot of leadership, having already put these policies in place to address that NZD crisis. And countries like New Zealand and Australia have a lot to learn.
Absolutely. So do the taxes actually have a deterring effect on people eating unhealthy foods?
Yeah, so when we did look at Tonga's sugary drinks tax, it shows significant reduction in imports of those sugary drinks that were taxed, and also an increase in bottled water locally, so there was an increase in healthy alternatives as well. And also, when we looked at Tonga, we found that the impact of reducing, it was reduced soft drink expenditure after the tax, and that was even greater among low-income households. So people spent less on soft drinks, and there was less imported, so it looks like it had quite a significant effect on what people are drinking.
Interesting. So how common are unhealthy food taxes around the world?
In terms of food taxes, there's fewer. So I don't know exactly, but we do know for sugary drinks taxes, they're much more common, and over 100 countries around the world have implemented sugary drinks taxes. So it's very common. It's standard policy now globally.
Even with the research, I know, of course, you can put taxes on so many things, but would it be come down to even self-management on those and how what they consume?
I think the most important thing here is the food environment, what's available, what's marketed to people, what's easily convenient. It's often a lot of unhealthy things. And I think we can do as policy, you know, regulators, they can make an impact on that food environment. I don't think, of course, we make choices, but it's very hard to make healthy choices when those healthy choices are not available. So it's important that we do these regulatory things to improve the food environment. And that's where governments have a role.
Yeah, and of course, the benefits, though, that we can expect, what can we expect?
Well, yeah, we know that the consumption of things like sugary drinks is linked to diabetes, it's linked to poor oral health, even cancer, cardiovascular disease, heart disease. So we can expect rates to decline, we can expect the health system costs to be less, we can expect the revenue from taxes to be, you know, put back into health promotion as well in some cases. So there's a lot of health gains. It's a very cost-effective policy, and it makes sense.
Yeah. Doctor, what else can people and governments do, though, to improve their health?
So I guess taxes on, you know, health-promoting taxes on food are one step. There's other things that we think are really important, things like regulating marketing to children, and also things like having healthy foods available in schools and regulating, you know, what's able to be sold in schools and other public places.
And finally, just from the research, what's the message this morning, though, to our listeners?
Well, I think the Pacific can be really proud of the leadership that they have shown on sugary drinks and food taxes. And I think there's some really great examples of effective food taxes in the Pacific, and I think that's an important example for other countries in this region, like Australia, to be thinking about what we're doing about our food environment, for particularly for equity and for health in our countries, if we're going to address this rising trend of disease associated with the food environment.